Give us tongues of fire, O God. Father, give us tongues of fire this morning, O God. Father, you are a consuming fire. You are pure, you are refining, you are holy, O God. We ask now for the fire of your Spirit, O God, to rest upon your people. Lord God, rest upon your people today. Rest upon our tongues, O God, like you did, Lord God, in the upper room. Lord God, let tongues of fire, O God, settle, Lord God. O God, in the name of Jesus, wherever there are yielded hearts on this line, Lord God, let the fire of God rest upon, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, ignite, O God. Hallelujah. Ignite a fire, O God, a blaze in us, O God. Ignite a heart, O God, hallelujah, that burns for you, God. Lord God, let it burn away, God, residue. Lord God, that dulls our discernment, O God, and purify every motive, O God. Lord God, that has mixed intention on this line in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask for the fire this morning. O God, that does not destroy us, but God, that restores us. We ask for your fire. Lord God, burn away in me, O God. Give me a holy ignition, O God. Give me a holy, O God, ignition this morning. O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, O God, give me tongues of fire, O God. Father, we want the reality of your fire, O God, resting upon us, resting upon our tongues, in the name of Jesus. Let tongues of fire descend upon us now, God. Let the fire of heaven, O God, rest upon us today, God, in the name of Jesus. Release the fire, release the fire. The fire that purifies, O God, in the name of Jesus, to burn away any mixture in us, in the name of Jesus, to burn away fear, to burn away the residue of compromise. Let nothing remain in us that resists your holiness. Let your fire cleanse our speech. Let your fire cleanse our thoughts. Let your fire cleanse our motives, in the name of Jesus, until we sound like heaven, until we sound like heaven. We want to pray, God, with tongues of fire. We want to pray, God, with language, oh God, Lord God, that is combined with your will. We want to pray, God, with sounds, oh God, that don't echo the culture, that don't echo trauma, that don't echo flesh. Let our speech carry weight as we pray this morning. Let our words carry life. Let every sentence spoken from us, God, carry truth, carry conviction, carry grace, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, rest upon us, rest upon our mouth, rest upon us, rest upon our commission. We declare today that the fire of God, hallelujah, it will not burn out of us quickly, it will not burn out of us quickly, but it shall increase day by day, day by day. The fire of God shall increase in me day by day. The fire of God shall never burn out, but it shall increase in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, fall on me. Fire of God, fall on me. Fire of God, burn on me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. May the fire of God rest upon our commission in the name of Jesus. We are marked by you as your disciples, oh God, as your witnesses, oh God, and we've been marked for our assignment. Let the fire, oh God, let the fire of God distinguish us. Let the fire of God distinguish us in the name of Jesus. Not for attention, oh God, but for obedience. May the fire of God distinguish you today. Let it be evident that you've been with fire. Hey, shake up my mom, Santa Lily under the Bohote, Lekadity under the Bohote under the Mahaya, Lekoderian Shaya, fire on our intercession, fire on our intercession, fire on our intercession, fire on our intercession. Let groanings rise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and let your fire, Yelabando Shataya, let the fire of God fall on our intercession, Logo Shekara. Oh God, may the fire, God, unlock those things that have been restrained. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, as we ascend this morning in prayer, God, let these prayers begin to shake our region. Let these prayers, oh God, let our prayer closets become altars where heaven responds in the name of Jesus. Lord, release tongues of fire. Lord God, that birth of boldness in us today, God. Let, oh God, these tongues of fire, Lord God, bring about a courage, oh God, in us, oh God. Let these tongues of fire, oh God, bring about an authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Authority, but without control, in Jesus' name. Let the fire of God, in the name of Jesus, let it not flicker. Oh God, in the Anshaya, oh God, it will not be quenched by opposition, but our fire shall burn steadily. It shall burn faithfully. It shall burn mightily. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let your fire rise this morning. Let your fire rise. Let the fire of God, let it rise. Feel it burning in your belly this morning, because it is a blazing. It is blazing. Kill us today, Lord God, with fire. Hey, that sends us fire. That teaches us when to speak, when to remain silent. Oh God, we want your fire. I see fire falling on tongues. I see the fire of God. Not volume, not getting louder, but fire that is increasing in us. The holy fire of God. The holy fire of God. And that fire is representing today divine authorization from heaven in scripture. When fire rests upon you, it marks ownership, it marks assignment, when fire speaks, it begins to clarify what heaven. Hear me this morning. Hear me this morning. When fire speaks, it clarifies what heaven has already decided. We're asking this morning that our tongues would no longer operate independently of the will of God. We're asking the Lord for our tongues to move only as sent instruments. And so as you're praying, we're praying today as tongues of fire rest on my tongue, as the fire of God rests on my mouth. It is marking me as one that has been sent with divine authorization. Everyone that is talking does not have authorization from heaven, but when the fire of God rests upon you, it's not only marking your assignment, it marks that God owns you. Hallelujah. Fire that originates in the Lord. And so as we continue to pray together as a team of intercessors, we are praying, that the Lord will place fire on our tongues that disciplines our speech before we ever could be commissioned, before we ever go out. We need fire on our tongues that disciplines our speech so that we can be restrained from carelessness. We can be restrained from exaggeration. We can be restrained from flattery. Let our language be governed by the Holy Ghost. Let it be measured. Let it not be reactive. Let it be clean. Last night when we was in prayer, I heard God say he wants a clean people. That's the exact word he said. He said, I want clean. Hey, I want clean hands. I want pure hearts. I want clean hands. I want pure hearts. How do you get clean hands? How do you get hashaya? How do you get a clean heart, a pure heart? You need fire, because fire refines. Fire purifies. Fire brings everything that's at the bottom to the top. So we're going to keep on praying, but we're going to pray in this vein. Fire on our tongues. Fire on my tongue. Come on, pray with me. Fire. Hey, fire on my tongue, God, so I can carry revelation. Fire on my tongue. God, so I'm not borrowing phrases from other people. I'm not recycling language. Oh, my God, I'm not doing what ChatGPT tells me. I'm not doing what I heard somebody say, but I got fire. Hey, tongues. Lord God, to give me the revelation that I need. Oh God, I thank you this morning for fire. Lord God, let insight proceed instruction, God. Let understanding shape, Lord God, every declaration that we make, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for tongues of fire that confront darkness. Fire, Lord God, that doesn't scream to prove their authority, but fire that burns. Oh God, because it's real. Oh God, we thank you. Lord God, not for strange fire, not for unauthorized fire, but fire that is authorized by heaven. In the name of Jesus, come on, pray that this morning. Fire on my tongue. Fire on my tongue. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fire, fire. We pray that the fire remains. We pray that the fire remains. That it recalibrates how we speak. That it recalibrates us. That it recalibrates us today. Let prayer be sharpened. Let intercession be precise. Let declarations land, oh God, where they are sent. Let no, not one word be wasted. In the name of Jesus, we pray for fire that remains. We pray for fire that is ready. Oh God, we have a readiness and a steadiness to stand, a readiness to yield, a readiness to be sent, a readiness to mark us with tongues of fire. We submit our mouths to you this morning. We submit our mouths to you this morning. We submit our mouths to you this morning. Oh, yes, God. Come on, the Lord is dealing with our mouths. He's dealing with our mouths. And Kachele Kori Amdara Masaya. Alaba Koshe Kerama Asa Parama Aya. Yelanabo Ode de Beshikea. Lokon de Ravaya de Ravaya. Lokon de Rianda de Masaya. Lokon de Rian Shekabaya. Lekan de Rabo Oche Faya. Ode Bandele de Oh God, let nothing leave our mouths that has not first passed the fire. Oh, I hear that in the Holy Ghost. Let nothing leave our mouths that has not first passed through your fire. Let nothing leave our mouths that has not God first passed through the fire. Let fire touch our mouths. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let fire touch our mouths. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, what comes out of us should be consecrated. What comes up out of us should be pure. Let our words no longer be shaped. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, by these impulses, by these reactions, by anger, Lord God, burn that away. Burn that away. Burn that away. Burn that away. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, burn it away, God. Anything, Lord God, that's coming up under, up against our nervous system to make us nervous, fearful, aggravated, oh God, stagnant, in the name, may it be burned away, may it be burned away. We ask for the fire that restrains, hallelujah, the fire that restrains, oh God, in the name of Jesus, fire that shuts down reckless speech, fire, God, that interrupts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That arrest gossip, that arrest murmuring, that arrest careless God agreement. Let our mouths become holy ground. Come on. I hear that in the Holy Ghost. That your mouth is becoming holy ground. That your mouth is becoming holy ground. Your mouth is becoming holy ground. Lord, put fire on our mouth. Lord God, hallelujah. Put fire on your mouth, God. Put fire on their mouth, God. Put fire on our mouths, oh God. Let our correction be clean. Let truth be clear. Let love be strong. In the name of Jesus, let conviction come without contamination from pride or frustration. Let fire refine our tone. Oh God, let it strip away. Oh God, sarcasm. In the name of Jesus, I hear that in the Holy Ghost, that the fire is stripping away passive aggressiveness and sarcasm in the name of Jesus. It's burning away. It's removing, oh God, any of our language that sounds right, but it carries no life. Let what remains in us be pure. Let what remains as we pray, even on today, even within this hour, God, as we're praying, God, let what remains in us be pure. May it be direct, but may it be pure. May it be true, but may it be pure. Oh God, let fire, oh God, rest upon our mouths that recalibrates us in prayer. Oh God, let intercession, oh God, be focused in us. Let our declarations be precise. Let us, oh God, no longer pray just in circles saying the same thing. Unless you tell us to do it, God. Unless you tell us to repeat a thing. Let us not get in cycles, oh God, of what we're used to. Because we've been doing it a long time. But when the fire comes, it brings about a recalibration of our words. When fire comes, it brings about a recalibration of our words. Oh God, so that when our words land, when our words land, it brings fruit immediately. When our words land, hallelujah, it brings answers. When our words land, wherever they are sent, it shall be accomplished. I hear that in the Holy Ghost, that as you're praying with tongues of fire, when your words go out, when they land, wherever you sit in your words right now, it shall accomplish what the intention of your words. It shall land, saith the Lord. Saith God, your words are landing because he's adding fire to your words today. And it is causing your words to land exactly where you're sending them on today. Your words will not, they will not be missed. There'll be no misfire. I hear that in the Holy Ghost. There shall be not a misfire, but it shall land exactly where you're sending it in the name of Jesus. We ask for fire on today, God. Fire to burn away, Lord God, any obstructions in the body, in the name of Jesus. Fire, oh God, that brings about a healing. Prophet Zeporia, I want you to put your hand on your arm. I'm releasing the fire, although I'm at my house and you're at your house. The Lord says to release fire now. He said, as you touch your arm, the fire of God. It's bypassing every obstruction, and it's addressing the source. Fire! What's been inflamed, what's been infected, what's been frozen in us. Fire! Hey! And I declare over you today that nothing by any harm, nothing by any means that has been sent, every arrow that's been sent to destroy you and your family, I demand now, God, Lord God, I demand that the enemy pay up now in the name of Jesus. Every enemy, hey, that has come up against that household, may destruction come to you in Jesus' name. Every enemy of God, that's caused trauma, that's caused infection, in the name of Jesus, may it be enlarged in the name of Jesus. I'm praying today that the fire of God begin to cauterize wounds that have remained open too long. I'm speaking it over all of you this morning. Wounds that keep reopening, wounds that keep draining your strength. The fire of God is stopping the bleeding this morning. The fire of God is stopping the bleeding where you have been losing life slowly. I hear the Spirit saying that the fire of God is stopping the bleeding. Some of you are going to start feeling sick at the stomach. Some of you are going to purge under because your inner chambers are on fire. And what's happening is the correct thing that's happening. Fire that's purging that bitterness out of you. Fire that's burning away that resentment. There's fire that's burning away that self-protection in you. That's formed as survival mechanisms. The fire of God is removing it now. What you are trying to protect, where you are trying to self-protect, the fire is coming in your inner chambers and it's burning it away. So don't be shocked if you're crying. Don't be shocked if you use the bathroom. Don't be shocked if you start coughing. Don't be shocked if you start throwing up, because the fire of God is dealing with your inner chambers this morning. In the name of Jesus, let healing fire move through that body. In the name of Jesus, let healing fire touch nerves, touch joints, touch organs, touch systems, touch inflammation. In the name of Jesus, Cameron, I want you to put your hand on your back. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you, God. Lord God, that whatever's misaligned in the sciatica, in the nerves, in the back, God. Lord God, where the disc shifts, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray this morning, Lord God, for a spiritual suturing, in the name of Jesus, an adjustment of the Lord God, those nerves, and Lord God, those discs, Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray today, oh God, that you will burn away, Lord God, the pain, Lord God, and the inflammation, Lord God, Lord, that you will cause it to subside, Lord God, every joint, every nerve, and every anshaya, healing fire, move through the body, move through the body with intelligence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, move through the body, and wherever, God, you locate, Lord God, malfunctions, wherever you, Lord God, locate, malfunctions in the liver, or in the pancreas, oh God, malfunctions, oh God, when it comes to the levels in our insulin, Lord God, malfunctions wherever you find, Lord God, that the blood pressure is too high, or too low, God, I pray this morning, Lord God, for, Lord God, a recalibration of every system in the body. Come on, pray that with me this morning. Pray over your body. Your body includes your mind, your brain, how it functions. We command tumors to dry up in the name of Jesus. Abnormal masses in the body dry up in the name of Jesus. May the fire of God rest upon it now. May the fire of God rest upon, Lord God, the mind in the name of Jesus, and bring about a healing. A healing.
The fire of God is bringing healing.
He's bringing healing to the mind. He's burning away confusion. He's burning away fear. He's burning away shame. He's healing. He's burning away miscommunication. He's burning away unspoken offense. He's burning away false narratives. He's burning away accusations. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
He's healing our identity in him. He's burning away the labels. He's burning away words that were spoken over us, and even words that we echo.
Every word that's spoken over my body.
Oh,
now in the name of Jesus.
D.I.T. Cameron, I don't ever want to hear you say out of your mouth again that you've got ADHD brain. Stop saying that, the Spirit says. Your brain is not ADHD. Let fire rewrite what we believe. Let it rewrite it. What we believe about ourselves. May the fire rewrite it in us. May it be etched in us today. Fire!
About me,
oh. Fire that continues working in us even after this prayer ends. Fire that trains us to live differently.
We trust you, God. We trust the wisdom of the fire. We trust the wisdom of the fire. We submit to the process. We receive healing. Healing that is thorough. Healing that is lasting. We trust the wisdom of the fire.
Now the Spirit of the Lord says, sit right there. He said, sit before me quietly. He's sealing us. He's sealing us with fire.
Oh. Ah. He's filling us with fire. He's filling our feet with fire. Arima, Libya, 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 Libya. He's filling our hands with his fire. all over our bodies, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. We're being sealed with fire. Fire. Oh God. This morning when I woke up, I kept hearing your name in the spirit to quell. I hadn't even fully come to my consciousness yet, but I heard the Lord echoing your name in the realm of the spirit to quell. To quell. To quell. I kept hearing it in a voice. La mama, the Spirit of God said He's pulling you deeper into Him. He's pulling you deeper, Rita. Deeper into the realm. He refuses to let you stay on the surface. He refuses to let you stay in the shallow. He say, I'm pulling you. He's calling you. As he called Samuel. And Eli told Samuel, he said, the next time you hear the Spirit call your name, he said, don't come to me. He says, yes, Lord. The Spirit, I hear you. I hear you, God. And I need you to say to the Lord, Father, I hear you. I hear you calling me. I hear you calling me deeper. Answer your God today. When you hear him call your name, he's not just calling you because he wants you to respond. He's calling you because he wants you to come closer. Come in, come deeper. Come into the realms. Don't stand on the threshold. Don't just stand in the doorway. Come in deeper. Rebakashi karabakaya. The Spirit is unctioning me to open the line for anyone that wants to give testimony. We're 5 days in. Last night I was talking to Elder Anita, and she said it feels like we're in the middle of the 60 for 60, but we're just at the beginning. Can you imagine where God is going to take us? In the middle, we're just at day 5. And God has pulled us in such a depth with him. And so I'm going to open the line for anyone that has a testimony on this morning of this time that you've been spending with God, 60 for 60. You can unmute at this time if you would like to come forth.
Grace and peace, family. It's P.I.T. Cameron. Oh, testimony of this time in prayer just has put me in a place of desire and eagerness and hunger to expose every hidden space that I have allowed in my life to be cut off, that I have not offered to God. It has been like this urgency to open the doors and every corridor of my heart, everything that's been hidden. And so yesterday, oh God, Ikashaya, I was unctioned literally by Holy Spirit to express to to apostle the areas of my life that have been that I have hidden when it comes to my flesh. Because under a multitude of counsel, there is safety, and I've hidden that part of me. I've hidden the desires, the spaces of my flesh where I struggle. And so yesterday, because we've been in prayer these 5 days, I have felt the unctioning of God, the fire, the pulling to Him to expose every hidden thing. To expose every hidden thing and bring it to my leader, because I no longer want to live in hiding.
Glory to God.
And so I'm grateful for this 60 for 60, because I have struggled my whole life, but no more shall there be anything hiding. Light shall expose every area in me and for me until God sees the image of Himself in me. So I'm grateful for this. Shame doesn't live here. Only light.
That's right.
And revelation.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Will there be another? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You can come forth at this time.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm so grateful for this 60 for 60. It's really sharpening my prayer life, to get up in the morning and reverence God in such a time. Yes, I'm used to going to church at 5 a.m. in the morning, but to be praying and hearing everybody else pray is something so tangible every morning. To get up and just start your day with such an experience with God. This is a space where that I need it, and I'm so grateful to Mommy Apostle Obedience to God for launching this 60 for 60, because if there ever a time that we need to stay constant in prayer, is now. And I'm so grateful for what God is doing, not just in my life, but in everybody else's life that need God. This is not a selfish thing. It's a family as a whole in the body of Christ. And I'm so grateful.
Amen. Amen. We give God glory. We give Him glory. This is His vision. This is His unction. Amen. And I'm just so glad that He's brought us all in it. And I'm so grateful that you all are yielding to it. Hallelujah. Just within just these 5 days, my God, let me tell you how quickly God can accelerate you. It does not take long for God to accelerate us. What usually takes the length of time is our yielding to it. But when we yield to the Lord, we were talking last night, and, you know, literally, but I just love how God works, because when I was talking to Elder Renita, she talked about
how when they were in prayer last night and disciple night, and you know, just how heavy prayer was last night. And I told her, I said, it was like that where we were. We were south, they were north. But I'm telling you, I thought I wasn't going to be able to teach last night because it was such a yieldedness in the room. People were, you know, a lot of us that are here, even on the line, we've been in God for at least, at a minimum, for some of us, at least 10 years. And sometimes when you've been in God for a long time, you get familiar. You figure, I've been with God this amount of time. I've been with God, you know, 15 years, 20 years. I've been going to church all my life, and it seems like a cycle. Like you don't feel any newness to your own prayer life or to your own life in God. But what God is doing in all of us is almost like he's taking us back like we're babies. And everything is fresh and everything is new. And he's resting upon our life with him. Glory be to God. That's what he's doing for all of us. All of us. And I just thank him this morning. Will there be another before we close? You're more than welcome to come forth. How has this been helping you personally?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Tayquell. And I
good
just
morning.
Say, just hearing you say that, I think this is my third day. I just truly, for me, and I know this was a collective thing, but I truly feel a personal invitation when it comes to prayer, because if I can confess, that has been like the fight of my life when it comes to prayer. I have, you know, fought badly when it just comes to getting into the presence of God. So I just truly thank God for you. I thank you for praying for me, and I just want to continue till I get to what
yes.
He's calling me to.
Oh.
And that newness is it's needed, because it's been just about that long, and the newness is necessary for me. I understand familiar, but new is needed for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Hey, thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Father.
Yes,
Lord. Will there be another? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I sense there's one more person, and I don't want to leave and close the line before you come forth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, we'll be right back here at noon. Hallelujah. I know it's 2020, but listen, who's counting? Who's counting? Amen. We're going to meet God again, regardless of how long we've prayed today. We will be back here at noon. Amen. And we pray that you're able to join us. Glory be to God. If you're not able to because of work, we do understand, and we will continue to pray. We will continue to pray for you. And we pray that you, even though you may not be able to get on with us today, we pray that you'll still get those 20 minutes in at some point in the afternoon, and then also those other 20 minutes in the evening. Amen. We're going to be here on Saturday, and we're going to be here on Sunday. So for those of you that thought that we are closing today and we're coming back on Monday, nope, nope, nope. It's 60 for 60. Hallelujah. We're going to be right here. So glory be to God. If you would like to sow into this prayer initiative, you can do so. It's not a necessary. You don't have to, but if you would like to, you can do so by going to Cash App, which is $SentMiami, or you can use our Zelle, or you can go to our website. Our website is sentmiami.com, sentmiami.com. Okay, if you'd like to use Zelle, it's sentmiami.hub@gmail.com. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll hear you back here at noon, and we love you. God bless you. More grace.
More grace.
More grace. More grace.